day, too.
Oh, an amazing day.
Acting EPA Administrator Nancy Stoner lucked out on the weather during a recent tour of the Frying Pan River. While rain and snow aren't uncommon this time of year, she got sunshine.
Just to give you all a little background on Roaring Fork Conservancy, we're a watershed action and education organization.
The basalt-based Roaring Fork Conservancy organized the tour and stopped just below Rudai Reservoir, where anglers dotted the river below the dam. The Conservancy's director, Rick LaFaro, went over an economic study they're doing.
This is the economic engine for the town of Basalt, really. People come to Basalt to fish the Frying Pan River, period. Of course, businesses in town benefit. One of the most frequently referenced documents on our website is our economic study, and it's 10 years old. So hopefully we will see those numbers increase.
Water in the Roaring Fork Valley is valuable, whether it's bringing anglers to town, providing rapids for rafters, or irrigating farmlands. Stoner says a proposed rule called Waters of the U.S. aims to ensure water is clean. Both the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are behind it.
And it's really to clarify the scope of the Clean Water Act, to make sure that stream systems like this one are protected, that the headwaters are protected, so that the streams are protected.
The Clean Water Act was passed in 1972 when the country was grappling with dirty water.
There were very serious pollution problems at that time. We've been fortunate that we've made a lot of progress since 1972 and since that time. But in order to make sure that the water bodies continue to be protected, we need to have that clarity.
Within the Act, there's a single definition for waters of the U.S. The waters that fall under that receive federal protections and are subject to more regulations. The proposed rule doesn't protect any new types of water bodies. Instead, it clarifies which ones receive protection, with a focus on streams, wetlands, and headwaters. Stoner says a set of Supreme Court cases muddied the waters regarding protection of these water bodies.
When there's a spill, when there's toxins, when there's sewage, when there's oil, you don't want that to flow into the headwaters and down into the waterways below. That's the kind of thing we're trying to prevent. There definitely have been cases in which there were spills in headwaters where we couldn't address those because of lack of clarity of the protections under the Clean Water Act.
Under the rule, those wanting to do work like development alongside a water of the U.S. would have to get a permit, and pollutants allowed in the water would be regulated. Stoner says it's not a big change from what's already law, but it has stirred up lots of controversy, particularly in the agricultural community.
If you're going to expand the Congress's original intent, it probably needs to come from Congress.
Bill McKee is a cattle rancher in the valley. He has many concerns, including potentially more regulation over what he calls standard agricultural practices, like spraying vegetation near ditches.
And if your neighbor downstream or somebody driving by saw you with a sprayer spraying and, hey, those are waters of the U.S., you can't spray a chemical.
The rule maintains exemptions already in place for agriculture. Still, Tom Harrington says there's too much ambiguity. He runs a ranch west of Carbondale, and he's unsure whether the big ditch on his property falls into the waters of the U.S. category.
It just seems like it's very unclear. As much as they say we want to clarify this, to me it's still very unclear about do we qualify for those exemptions.
Congressman Scott Tipton calls the rulemaking a federal water grab that's flawed. Still, the EPA's Nancy Stoner says her agency's gone to great pains to accommodate farmers and ranchers.
We think this is actually good for them, so we're working really hard to make sure that agricultural uses are protected and the waters are protected.
The comment period for the rulemaking ends on July 21st. Yesterday's visit from the EPA is part of an effort to educate the public about the rule and clear up what they say is misinformation. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.